Is that to have MMA in San Diego?
It's so nice to be here in San Diego. Obviously, San Diego is a great, great city, one of the finest cities in the world, and I'm kind of biased, but you know, the respect that we have for MMA and Strikeforce is unbelievable, so we're happy to have him here.
We have a guy, Ovin St. Preux, who was a linebacker at Tennessee. I don't know if you knew that, a very good linebacker, fighting Saturday night. What do you think about his chances?
You know, everyone has a chance. The best thing about their journeys is it's very unique. You know, everything that they have to learn, you know, obviously the world sees the fighting as in, you know, just beating someone's head in. There's a lot of technique, and obviously there's a lot of time putting into it, and I respect that.
What do you think about the lasting damage of football? We do so much in football now to stop these concussions and when all these rules being implemented, I'm sure you're not a fan of, but you know, the difference between that and the high speeds contact as opposed to MMA?
Well, there's a difference. The difference is that it's a team sport. MMA, you're your own team. And it's just you, mano y mano. And the best thing about it, there's so much spirit, so much passion that's hidden behind everything that goes on in MMA. And I think that we need to acknowledge that. You know, and the best thing about it, if you got to just be with a guy like the Dan Hendersons of the world, I mean, you will see the passion, you will feel the passion, and you want to understand it.
Yeah. How do you feel like you would have competed had you hopped in that cage when you were in your prime?
I'm not going to if and but it. It would have been nice if I had the opportunity. Obviously, it's kind of my journey has gone in a different avenue, and the view of MMA is definitely something that I can look at it and say, you know what, I don't think I would have been a good MMA fighter, but the best thing about it, those who are, they're very gifted.